one more thought on Oyez Kofei. So the Rosh talks about this idea that a person should have the mind. Revolba has the Sa'ara in Al Shurk HaLebeis. He has the Sa'ara. He says that there's a person who could say Shema, as he calls it, Al Derech Frum and Al Derech Musar. Saying Shema Al Derech Frum is a person thinks about, you know, the Kibshan Eish. He sees himself going to the Kibshan Eish. There was a Yidden Monsi, he was known as Murth HaTzadik. It could be still there. He was davening in a shul. He's a vision zechah, so they wouldn't let him daven in visions because his chakras took off like 4 hours every morning. Chakras, and he would jump up and down, and he would bang, and he would clap, and he'd stamp his feet. I mean, you know, so he'd go to some little shtiebel over there. Nobody would. When he said Shema, he'd say Hashem Achad. You would hear him falling into the Kibshan Eish. You mamash heard him falling into the Kibshan Eish. It was Meshunavik, right? So, you know, so a person, he say, Hashem HaKod, or Bahavta, Mamish, we're ready to go Kiddush Hashem. That's what Derek Frum, he says, as he calls it. Derek Frum. Pay ratio, Frum. He says, okay, so it means you're ready to give up everything for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So first Seder, you're supposed to learn. The Russian wants you to learn without being mafsik. No, that does nisht. That I can't handle. Kibshan Eish, yes. But first Seder, I should learn for an hour straight without being mafsik. That not. You know? So I have a better idea. Forget about the Kibshan Eish. Say Hashem Echad, thinking an hour bli hafsik, an hour bli hafsik. Oh, that's too much, maybe. Okay, 45 minutes. Maybe half an hour. Maybe you'll build it up to an hour. He says that's a kabbalah of Hashem derech Moshe. Let's be honest with where you are. That's not where we're gapping. Baruch Hashem, Chaste Hashem, Rachmon Lisan. You know, we're not dealing with the Kibshan Eish. We're dealing that we're ready to go up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We love Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol meidecha. That there's this is we're ready to Mesiras Nefesh. So we're ready to give up that which is where our challenges are, where our Nekudas HaBechira is, and we're going to commit to do that with Cherif Nefesh, with the Avas Hashem. We're going to push and commit. We're going to commit that. We're going to make that commitment. Mimakabel today, Omach Hashemayim. I should mimakabel Omach Hashemayim. How do I do that? I'm giving up my Ratzin for Kadosh Baruch Hu to Shmuz. But that's the example that he gives. Each person can fill in the blank. So one person, the issue is, you know, talking to Yeshiva Bachar, so that, you know, Bittul Torah is a fairly ubiquitous topic. But loved after that, you know, the area where we're working. If you so desire, nafshecha means your desire. Right? The person is mekabel omach l'shamayim. He loves the Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chol nafshecha. Whatever my desires are, I forgo those because of my love for Kodesh Baruch Hu is greater than that. B'chol meidecha. So Chazal darshan b'chol meidecha. Amon taich. Second taich. B'chol midah midah shemoidecha. A person's ma'oid. A person's ma'oid is that which each person has his own ma'oid. Each person has how much he is a ma'oidin. He's unique and he's special, he's good at. Take your b'chol ma'oidecho, take your that which yours, your ma'oid, and give that to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that which I'm good at. I have talents. So take my kaychus and use that for Avos Hashem. So it's a different nusach of Kabbalah Tomach HaShemayim. It's a different nusach of Avos Hashem. When we're working on forgoing my desires, I'm not no Kibshan Eishas over here, but you know, my desires, it's, you know, giving up my desires for Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm taking my kerchas, my positive kerchas, my ma'oid, that which I have ma'oid, I'm giving that to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kelecha Radna Kalayoim. So we're not going to be kaimin, not the kol yom, and the pshutai. if you look, I deal with Beis Medrash, you know, and looking at certain Bokrim, and the ability to sit and learn a whole for Seder is probably equivalent to Lech Lech Radu Kol Yom anyway. But they should, you know, that mashu that a person gives up for, that mashu that a person gives up for himself, and he says it's nish for mir, it's for dear, and it's true, it's emes, it's not a, you know, this form of, it's emes, it's true, and a person taka does it, and he makes a commitment, he's actually able to do that. That pasha changes you. I'm not the same person I walked out. I walked into chakras this morning. I walked out a different person. A little of that, the old Eli Rangel was left behind. There's a new Eli Rangel. That's the haradical. We've changed. We got rid of the old one, the old version. Right? You know, nowadays you have the 1.1. You know, like, you know, the 14.1, 3.7, 0.9. You know, like, you know, that's us. And tomorrow we should be the next number. A person walks into a tefillah, he should walk out of a tefillah differently. He walks into a tefillah, otherwise, when he died, he didn't have it. But especially at this moment, at the moment of the person, the Avos Hashem is kaveya, that yes, I'm here because I love Hashem's program. I'm here, that I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to make that change. The change is a mashu more. There's the Sher Das. He has a mashal. You know, we're going into this man of. Going into Tisha B'Av, but the one from Av is also Rosh Hashanah's Elul Bo, right? So we're going into this. You know, we know that always we talk about our Rebbeim always spoke about a small Kabbalah. So you know, the small Kabbalah thing was always difficult to relate to the small Kabbalah thing. Like Mar says to me, she says, okay, great. So she comes to Shemayim and they have this peckle of Avaris in the Gwal. She says, yeah, I'm benching from a sitter. So this year, it's like, look, it's this peckle of Eris, you know, to the Shemayim, and this benching from a sitter. Why should it work? How does it work? How does it work? So he gives a marshal. He says, imagine you have a field, a gigantic field, a football field, a soccer field, and it's full of sesame seeds. And it's empty. All there's in the field is there's a layer of sesame seeds, right? One sesame seed high. Laid out, so there's billions of sesame seeds in that field. Now you add a second layer on top of that first layer of sesame seeds. You added billions of sesame seeds. You can't tell the difference, though, come on. It's a mashu higher. But the reality is that you added billions of sesame seeds on that field. Says we look at ourselves and we see this little person over here, etc. He says it, you know, he's talking about Kabbalistically. He says that a human being is mechuber to all the olamos. So a person went up a mashahu. He went up. He added a mashahu. So it's a sesame seed higher. But the reality is, he changed the gatzabriya. The gatzabriya went up with him. You added billions of changes to the gatzabriya. Yeah, you went up a mashahu more. But the reality is, it's Pasha, it's an Andervelt. He says, it's more than that. But over there, the first layer of sesame seeds remains the same, and the second layer is just on top of it. A human being doesn't work like that. A mashu of a change is a different person. The Rambam says that the Yesod of Tshuva is that you come and you say, I'm a different person. Ani Akra, I'm not that person. So you're Mishan Hashem, Mishan Mokdem, you're a different person. So Pasha, you know, the Pasha Taita, obviously the full tshuva is that I have b'chal no shaykhus to the original Maisa, and b'chal no shaykhus, I'm a different person. But the truth is, every little mashu that the person commits himself, that's not me, it's a Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalah because of an understanding. It's a Kabbalah because of a commitment. It's a Kabbalah because of the understanding of the emes and connecting to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm not the same person I was when I was before that Kabbalah. I am after the Kabbalah. It's been an under mensch. I'm going to mention that with that Kabbalah, I went up a little bit. And that's changed me and the Gatzabri around me. That's Taka an argument. I come to show you. Eli Rangel, version number whatever, did all those Averis. I'm version number two. So you have no time on those Averis. Yeah, I need to work on those Averis. But I'm a different person. That's not a different person. So maybe, you know, a P. Drush, that's the Harag the Kalyam that we need to work with. The Rebbe Chalon, the Kriyam Lelena, there were generations that they worked with Kipshuta. Now, we always talk about, if we would have lived 70, 80 years ago in Europe, you know, what would we be able to handle it? So the answer is, if we ask some person, we would say, yes, no, I don't know. That's not the issue. That's an irrelevant question. I'm living right now, and what am I dealing with right now is the question. That's much more of an imperative question. And maybe the challenges that I'm living with and the challenges we live in our generation and our issues, they didn't have to deal with either. And they wouldn't deal with that either. We need to deal with ours because we've given our nisyonos. And if we go a little bit weiter, with that avos Hashem, that commitment, that true kabbalah, the true commitment, a true change, a mashu is much more chaviv and much more choshev and much more emes and much more real and much more what a person needs to do to be able to come to the Yom HaDin. And saying, that Russian, yes, I've changed. I'm a different person, and therefore I have a right to be. I'm asking I should be Zaycheh, but then. I'm not saying tomorrow. There's other things on the program. So, I guess the next ois is a whole new sugya. It's the sugya of Bitochen, which is tremendously significant ois. We should Zaycheh. I'm still saying a shir tomorrow, but I'm not saying Rosh. Next year in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, I don't know they're going to have a Yerchikala for Mechantchem, the only section. I don't know whether they have the only section in the Beis Hamikdash or not, whether they'll do such a thing. But it's a chashuva on my end to be able to say, quote unquote, Musar to you people. Every one of you, I'm sure, has what to get up here and to say and to turn these things to offer each person. You have much more experience in many different areas of this world than I do. The fact that you're willing to listen to me, what I have to say, I appreciate very much. Some of the things that we've learned, we should absorb and they should be a schus. Next year. From there going to the Yom and the Royim, it should be a schus of a Ksim Ksim Tavar for God's Kli Yisrael Bez Hashem.